There are many names in the Bible which explain to us the very nature of God. These names give us insight into the depth of God's spirit and power throughout all of creation. And these titles may also exemplify just how personal and specific God's love is, and how it shows up in many different ways in many different seasons. It is certainly not unusual that the God of the universe, the God of sun, moon, and stars, bears many names which reflect the divine and holy character of an all-encompassing and inclusive presence. Some of the names of God that I am sure you have heard are El-Rohi, which is the God of seeing. This is the name ascribed to God by Hagar, alone and desperate in the wilderness after being driven out by Sarah. When Hagar met the angel of the Lord, she realized that El-Rohi saw her in distress and testified that God is one who lives and sees all. God is also sometimes referred to as Yahweh Shammah, which means the Lord is here. This is the name ascribed to Jerusalem and the temple, indicating that the once departed glory of the Lord had returned. God is also sometimes referred to in Exodus as Yahweh Rapha, the Lord who heals both in body and soul. In body by preserving from and curing diseases, and in soul by pardoning inequities. And then there is one more name that I have found that also describes God's character from our gospel reading today. God is a great bird watcher. Now, this name may sound odd and not as powerful as those previously mentioned, but yes, God indeed is also a bird watcher. And it is through this very name that we find God's love and concern, which runs deep throughout creation. When Jesus says in Matthew, "Do not be afraid, you are of more value than many sparrows," it shows God's keen eyesight and attention for even the smallest creatures, the most insignificant creatures in nature. And surely, if God is caring for the sparrow, God also cares for us as well. Sparrows were considered of little worth in the marketplace and often went unnoticed by most people. Sparrows are also some of the most plentiful birds in the world. Wherever you find people, you usually will find sparrows, because they only tend to live in populated areas. Sparrows will hop up to you at outdoor restaurants waiting for crumbs. And like other birds, they are not known for beautiful colors or sweet melodies. Naturalists tell us that there are approximately 35,000 bald eagles in the United States and Canada. But who cares enough to count the sparrow? Only God. Jesus says, "Not a single sparrow is forgotten," and uses this illustration to demonstrate how valuable we all are to God. Jesus is saying that everyone matters because God is the creator of all, and we each are special in his eyesight. God's keen eye also sees those small things in us which are often hidden and perhaps unknown to others. God sees the times when we are fearful and when we are afraid and when we may question our worth. God wants us to trust that we each matter simply because whatever God creates matters. And if we believe in our hearts that everyone matters to God, then everyone should matter to us as well. A positive feeling of self-worth is not only good theology, it is good psychology. Scott Peck, in his bestseller, The Road Less Traveled, wrote, "The feeling of being valuable is essential mental health. Research shows that when some do not have self-worth, it can often lead to addictions and acts of violence. When we don't know our worth, we often live in the fear of not measuring up to others. We often live in the fear of what others will say about us. We often live in the fear of being judged. Our history is full of those who survived despite even physical and mental abuse, and yet somehow they seem to hold on to their identity." Poet Richard Lovelace once wrote, "Stone walls do not a prison make, nor iron bars a cage." At some time in our lives, we all may inhabit prisons of one kind or another, which are often trapped by fear and trepidation. We might find ourselves suffering in silence, and even those closest to us may not understand the depth of our pain. But God holds us in the very palm of his hands and gives us hope in exchange for doubt, whispering, "Do not be afraid. You are worth much more than many sparrows." You see, we need not fear about being good enough, strong enough, smart enough, rich enough, politically connected enough. None of that matters to God. When fear begins to raise its ugly head, remember, we have a backup. We have a God who is always on our side, and a God who is as close to us as the very breath we breathe. Be not afraid. There is a favorite story of mine that I'm sure I've shared before, but it seems fitting to repeat it. There is said to have been a tribe of Native Americans with a unique practice for training young braves. On the night of a boy's 13th birthday, he was placed in a dense forest to spend the entire night alone. Before that night, he had never been away from the security of his family or tribe. And so on this particular night, a young man was blindfolded and led many miles into the wilderness. He was instructed not to remove the blindfold for an hour. On this particular night, dark clouds covered the moon and stars, and finally, when he did remove the blindfold, all he could see was utter darkness. Each time a twig snapped, he imagined a wild animal ready to pounce. With each howl, he grew weaker and weaker. He spent a terrifying night in the forest, but he did not give up. He did not leave. And after what seemed like an eternity, the first rays of sunlight began to brighten the sky. Looking around, the boy now saw flowers, trees, and the outline of the path back to his family. To his astonishment, he saw the figure of a man standing just a few feet away, armed with a bow and arrow. It was the boy's father, who had stayed to watch over him all night. The fears the boy felt throughout the night, I am sure, were quite real to him, yet he did not give up. He did not give in. I wonder if we can recall how many times we have given in to fear without waiting to see the outcome. How many times have we given up right before a breakthrough, a transformation, or a blessing? I wonder if in those times when we have given in to fear, have we ever considered if it would have made a difference if we trusted that God was right beside us? The good news today is a reminder that God is always with us in good times and in times of struggle. We live in a world today where every hour we are bombarded with fear. Each day a certain untruth is revealed or created. Each day we find that our children are being killed, often because of this incredible fear of the other. But even in the thick of all that is happening in the world, even when we grow weary for the pursuit of justice for all, we still must believe God will never abandon us. We still have to believe that God is with us, working, creating, opening, and even closing doors. And most importantly, we still must believe that regardless of what the world shows us, God is still in the business of ushering in light into dark spaces. And although our world may be full of uncertainty or what we perceive as unfairness, God sees it differently. God sees this as an opportunity for creating something new. When we feel forgotten and are blinded by the world, God is still at work, ushering in peace and dignity and respect for all. He's offering love and care for the least of these and new ways that we must use in order to grow and live together in peace. And if we truly believe that God's eye is even on the sparrow, we have to believe without a doubt that God's eye is still on the entire universe. Our job is to daily remind ourselves that the divine care that God offers us must be reflected in our hearts and minds so that it is radiated throughout our communities. One of my favorite gospel songs is "His Eye is on the Sparrow." Whenever I am doubtful, whenever I question my problems or the problems of the world, whenever I grow weary, this is a song which brings light and love into my very spirit. And so the first verse to the hymn is, "Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me." My sisters and brothers in Christ, God is a loving presence who only wants the very best for us and assures us that we never have to face the challenges of life alone. Today, may we each remember God is also an ever constant presence in the midst of this cathedral and also in the midst of this great city. And for that, we can say, thanks be to God. Amen.